続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Sarah and John like going hiking together, but they usually go in the summer. John suggested that they go hiking in winter too. Sarah thought it would be too cold, but John said she should wear warm clothes. He also said that she should pack some snacks so they can eat them during the hike. Sarah agreed.
Question. What is one thing John told Sarah to do? Number 22.
Sarah is a high school student who loves animals. She often goes to an animal hospital near her home to help the veterinarians, and she has even done this on the weekends. She hopes to become a veterinarian one day so that she can take care of animals for a living.
Question. What is one thing the speaker says about Sarah? Number 23.
Mark is looking forward to the weekend. On Saturday, his mother is having a birthday party for him. She has invited his friends, and Mark hopes they will all come. He is especially excited because his best friend from high school will come. They have not seen each other in a long time.
Question. Why is Mark especially excited about the party? Number 24.
Ken had a red pencil case. Recently, it became torn. He decided to buy a new one. Yesterday, he went to a store that sells stationery, and he bought a blue pencil case there. He thinks it is great that he got to choose the color of his new pencil case.
Question. What did Ken do yesterday? Number 25.
Marie Curie was a physicist and a chemist. She studied radioactivity because she wanted to understand atomic science. Marie and her husband used their own money to start a research laboratory, and later, Marie received money from the French government. She won Nobel Prizes in physics and chemistry for her work in radioactivity.
Question. Why did Marie Curie study radioactivity? Number 26.
Emma went to a concert with her older brother. She was excited because the band played her favorite song, and she danced a lot while it was being played. She was also happy when her brother bought a CD of the band's music after the concert. That way, she could listen to more of the band's songs at home.
Question. Why was Emma happy? Number 27.
Basketball is a sport that involves a lot of movement. It improves players' strength, speed, and fitness. College and professional basketball players often play long games. Because of this, they need to make sure that they have the strength to keep going until the end of the game.
Question. What is one thing the speaker says about basketball? Number 28.
Peter likes music, and he plays the guitar. He usually plays with his friends in a park near his apartment every Sunday. Peter is the only one of his friends who does not sing, so he is learning how to sing too. He hopes that next year he will be able to sing with his friends as well.
Question. What does Peter want to do next year? Number 29.
Helen has a lot of homework, and she keeps it in a special folder. Yesterday, she did some spelling homework, and her mother told her to put the paper in the folder. This morning, Helen forgot to take the folder with her on the bus. Luckily, her mother was able to bring the folder to Helen at school.
Question. What did Helen forget to take with her? Number 30.
Anna's uncle has an orange tree in his garden. The oranges are big and very sweet. Anna is going to visit her uncle's house later. And she wants to make orange cookies using the oranges from her uncle's tree. She thinks it will be very fun to bake the cookies together with him.
Question. What does Anna want to do?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただきありがとうございました。質問がある方は直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。